Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I never met a girl could make me feel the way that you do.
One weekend with Judas Priest. Al's punching all this great music up. I love it, baby. Rare earth. Hey, Joe on the radio, 706. Dan Hoppen, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. A lot to get into today. Retired CIA senior clandestine services officer, Fox News contributor. This is one of the men on this earth that know more about Vladimir Putin and Russia than anybody else. Dan, welcome back to the show. A good Monday to you. We need you this morning, Dan Hoppen. Thanks for being there for us, my friend.
Thanks for having me on the program, Joe. Happy Monday, everybody.
You know, and I want to talk about all the great fun things that we talk about, but Dan, I was so fired up this morning, and I just don't like myself. I have such a nice night. We do Sundays with Sinatra, and it's so nice talking about Frank Sinatra. I'm having such a nice time, and then I got to look at the news. I can't believe what's happening. How dangerous is Vladimir Putin? Would you please explain? Because I don't disagree. If you're going to go up against it, not, you don't want to give money to Ukraine. I got it, because I can't afford it. And we pay far too much taxes. Itemize it. Help me out here. Work it out. But to not, how do you not help Ukraine, number one, Dan Hoffman? And I understand the criticisms, but Putin will not stop. Explain to us the viciousness of this guy. People don't understand it, Dan. I really don't think they do. Am I right?
Well, let me start with this. Look, we all of our ancestors came to this country because they wanted to escape other places. Yeah. And it's natural that we don't want to be involved in the affairs of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But we, unfortunately, get dragged into the affairs of the rest of the world because they impact us. And, you know, that's why my family fought in the First World War, Second World War, Korea. I mean, I'll never forget my uncle telling me how he fought through the Battle of the Bulge all the way to Berlin.
Wow.
Because that's what we had to do. If we don't deter our adversaries early on, we learned that from the Second World War, then we're going to have to fight them at a much higher cost later on.
Yeah.
And so it's two bad choices. No, I'd rather not be involved with the rest of the world's problems. But if I'm not, it's worse for our country. And if you look at Russia and the history of Vladimir Putin, the KGB operative in the Kremlin, invading Georgia, invading Ukraine in 2014, and then again in 2022, poisoning his rivals with banned chemical nerve agent and using a nuclear device to poison a defector in London and risk the safety of innocent civilians there, interfering in our elections, hacking all over the United States. Look up SolarWinds. Massive spy operations. The Trump administration took the fight to Vladimir Putin, closed their consulates because they were spying on us. You know, if we don't deal with Russia's brazen aggression, war on Ukraine, then we're going to have to deal with them later on down the road. And if they were to take Ukraine, that would have a massive negative impact, just not just on the global economy, but on our security as well. Now, look, it's not our war. We're not sending our soldiers there to fight and die, but it is our fight for all those reasons I mentioned. And the money is a teeny tiny percentage of our budget, super small. And we're getting a lot of return on that because the Ukraine army is cutting Russia's army right down to size. The last thing I'll say is, if you're wondering, like, how bad Russia is, their closest allies, they're really their only allies, China, North Korea, and Iran. So those are the guys, you know, Vladimir Putin gets into bed with those guys every night because he doesn't have a choice. And that's the challenge we face. Now, I wish the Biden administration would be better about explaining to the American people why this matters and to have a Ronald Reagan moment and tell us why peace through strength matters, why we have to build out our defense industrial base, you know, but they haven't done that. The president hasn't done that, unfortunately. I think he could do a better job at that.
Well, and it's so thank you for that, because again, so many people listen, and I know they're saying, "Oh, let's forget Ukraine," and I understand. Oh, and this too, because you know, on the inside, what is going on? And these are the criticisms, and everything you say is absolutely right, and people don't understand it because Putin doesn't stop it. That's his. The Ukraine is his, and I don't know. Can we settle it? Is there a settlement? Is there a Henry Kissinger that could put this together?
Sure,
can
Don, if we arm Ukraine, we can do that. I think. If we don't give Ukraine the arms that they need, then that's surrendering. That's appeasement. And then Russia will take Ukraine. Vladimir Putin could stop the war any day and negotiate if he stopped raining down hell on Ukrainian civilians. And I'll tell you, my friend and former Fox News colleague Heather Nauert just wrote a piece on the New York Post about how Vladimir Putin is kidnapping Ukrainian children.
Yeah.
That's like immoral. I mean, unbelievable. So, But if we want Ukraine to be able to defend themselves and potentially have a negotiated settlement someday, they've got to show that they can fight, and that's how you get there. But by appeasing Vladimir Putin or just surrendering because we're not giving Ukraine what they need, that's the false choice. I mean, many have said, oh, we should stop giving Ukraine the weapons they need and stop the war. That's not going to stop the war. That's going to make Ukrainians suffer even more because Vladimir Putin is going to rain down hell all the way down into the capital city of Kyiv. And if you think it's bad now, I mean, he's just going to rampage through Ukraine's capital city and the rest of the country and exact just massive retribution on the population.
And to your point, Dan Hoffman, it's true that Putin's been going in, killing the parents of children, taking the children back to Russia and raising them as Russians. That's a known fact. But what about the just criticism of the corruption, whether it's Zelensky, whether whoever it is, the corruption in Ukraine, no one said, and I'm in the middle of this, Dan, I'm trying to figure it all. I see Marjorie Taylor Greene going after Mike Johnson, who seems like a good guy, Marjorie Taylor Greene has. I just wish they would do this behind closed doors because it looks really bad in public. It looks really bad in public. But the fact is, you will always hear someone say they don't want to help Ukraine out because of the corruption in Ukraine. Do we earmark all that money? Can we follow where the money goes? Is the money going to American weapons manufacturers and then the weapons go that way? How do you track this money going?
This supplemental, most of it's going to replenish our own stocks. And I can tell you that Vladimir, I watch Russian news all the time. They are actually showing Marjorie Taylor Greene. I actually don't get into politics.
I knew it.
Her on the TV and parroting her comments.
Yeah.
And some of the things that she says about Ukrainian Nazis and stuff, that's just Russian propaganda. And so, look, I'd love to sit down with her and give her a briefing and just say, hey, ma'am, if you just, I lived there for 5 years. I'm happy to tell you what I know. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just going to tell you what I know, and I'll leave it up to you to do your own research and come to your own conclusions. As far as, issues of corruption, those are endemic all over the world. We provide assistance to other countries like Egypt, for example, and we've got issues in our own country. What you need is oversight, and we have that, and you need people at our embassy in Kyiv to track what we're doing, and we do a good job of that. And there are a lot of accusations made about corruption, but at the end of the day, I'm not hearing any of the real, there aren't any specifics about it. It's just a talking point designed for those who don't want to help Ukraine, far as what I can tell. And again, it's up to our oversight committees to ensure that our treasure is being spent, efficiently and, along the rules that we designate for that money and for the military government. But I can tell you, if you're looking for return on investment, go look at the battlefield and all those dead Russian soldiers and their tanks that are blown up, and how Ukraine is staying in the fight with our HIMARS and our long-range artillery and the Patriot missiles. They need all that stuff. You want to go to corruption, go to Afghanistan. That was a different story, building girls' schools. This is about Ukraine taking military equipment and killing Russians. Those are two different things.
And on the air, and I don't know that we can facilitate, Dan, but maybe you sit down with Congresswoman Taylor Greene, and you could explain to her.
I've got Russia experts, friends who served there and know the place really well, have been down on the Hill. These are Hill staffers who've been out there and know the place.
Yeah.
They're there. Capitol Hill staffers who've been to Russia and read all this stuff, and they're there to help our elected officials understand, you know, the world if they want to expand their horizons. And again, I don't begrudge anybody their political views. My goodness, you know, that's what this country was founded on.
Yeah, and then I think, just to be fair, if I may, because I could see here that that Taylor Greene did come up with an alternative to this, getting some of the funds. If you're going to send funds to Ukraine, then help out, support the victims of East Palestine, reading here, Ohio and Maui, Hawaii. So I understand it, but you know what? I just can't stand when they put it out in public. Hey, Dan, so here we are, two dads trying to do the best we can as single fathers. And then, forgive me, but it's one of those Mondays, man, that I just dread with all the news. And then a guy, lights himself on fire in New York. So now I gotta talk to my kids, and I don't care what age they are. You gotta talk to your kids about somebody lighting themselves on fire. And not to mention that, just all the other bad things that are just happening around the world. You got to talk to the kids. Mental illness, you say it's mental illness, and walk through it. It ain't easy being a parent nowadays, Dan Hoffman.
Look, I'll tell you, I was about to go on Fox News when that guy lit himself on fire, and I'm literally sitting in the chair getting ready to talk about Israel counterattack on Iran, and Eric Shawn is reporting on a guy lighting himself on fire, and I thought, geez, who would have predicted that? Like, goodness, you know, unimaginable. I'll tell you, this is just me, and I'm not trying to tell anybody how to raise their kids, but I focus on, like, soccer games and basketball practice, getting my kids to the gym, playing their trumpet. You know, the world is they'll have plenty of time to focus on the world. My younger son is interested in the world a little bit more than the other one, but at the end of the day, like, my younger son and I, we go watch soccer games. We play soccer all the time. I try to focus on kids' stuff, knowing full well that eventually, he'll be turning on the television, watching some guy light himself on fire. Let's just go kick the soccer ball, man. That's like, you know, my kid had buddies over on Saturday night, and they spent like 4 hours at a Nerf gun war, running around all over the neighborhood, shooting Nerf guns, you know, at each other. That's better than watching the news, man. I'll tell you, that's more like when we were growing up, Joe, and we went outside and played.
Yeah, man.
And I left the news to the adults. I'm like, I'm going to go shoot hoops or play with my buddies, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I deal with it. At least we got enough trauma in our family. You know, my kid, my son scored a goal over the weekend, my younger son, and the saddest part, we talked about it, is that it wasn't that his mom didn't get to see him. It's that he didn't get to see the look on his mom's face.
Yeah.
When he scored the goal, and he was and that's what made him sad. Like, that's
wow.
The stuff that's going on in the world, let it happen. I'm going to deal with my own stuff back home, and that's closer to our hearts, you know.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Dad, you got a heart of gold, my friend, and we appreciate
it.
Listen, man, we're trying, my brother, and thank you for your international expertise always. Sending our love and respect, Dan Hoffman. Thank you. God bless.
Have a great week.
You too, my friend. Take care. Dan Hoffman. Oh, that'll touch your heart. I'm telling you, it's true. And to Dan's point, what did I do after Mikey and I talk about this guy lighting himself on fire? I'm going, oh my gosh, we just went and jammed. He sat on the drums, and we just jammed in the music room downstairs. So I think Dan's right. You know, just live your life with your children. Do kids' things. Hey, 718, Debbie's out there on the road. John Solomon has he's got the inside line on every story breaking, and we will talk to the good gentleman from Just the News. Lara Trump on the show. Jeff Van Drew is with us. Joe DeGeneva as well. Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. Alternate sign parking rules are in effect. Watch for delays, Joe, on the island. LIE eastbound out past Deer Park Avenue. It's an accident in the right lane, so do watch out for some ongoing activity. A couple of tractor trailers collided, and it looks like some damage done by the guardrail, so watch for some delays there. Also, if you're heading to the LIE eastbound Queens into Nassau County, right at the Cross Island, it's an accident. The left lane is blocked. Troubles on the Deegan north of Van Cortlandt Park. An accident blocking two lanes, so watch out for delays there. 1 and 9 South is still closed at East Jersey Avenue, Elizabeth. It's an accident investigation. That one involved a car fire. And we're still seeing delays on 78 eastbound local lanes, exit 56 into Newark. A collision there. Route 4 eastbound at Grand Avenue, Englewood. It's an accident. Partly cloudy today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhaime. with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor. I love talking about Relief Factor because it's springtime. And like Dan the Man says, Dan Hoffman, I said, you got to get out with your kids, you know, and check out the I don't know, I'm going to sound so corny, but you check out the beauty of the sky. It's Earth Day today. Isn't it Earth Day today, guys? It's like, get out there. And I know you're going to hear about some ridiculous climate situation, but aside from that, get out and about, you know, get on the bike, get out and live your life with your children and with your grandchildren. And you could do it, I think, with Relief Factor. And you can get that 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. Comes with that Relief Factor Feel Better or Your Money Back Guarantee. So you got to give it a try. 800 the number 4 the word relief. 800 the number 4 the word relief. And it's 100% drug free. It's got turmeric and the omega 3s and the resveratrol in it and everything that just stops the inflammation that causes your pain. It's helped support your body's natural response to inflammation. 100% drug free Relief Factor. The 3-week quick start kit, still only $19.95. Feel better or your money back guarantee. 800 the number 4 the word relief or relieffactor.com.
The Secular Crew sees another slip.
President Biden currently now off the ballot in yet another state, maybe one of the deepest red states in the country, and that, of course, is the state of Alabama. And that just is another situation where they weren't paying attention, kept their eye off the ball. What does this say about the Biden administration and now the Biden campaign?
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Verizon reports earnings today, and supermarket giant Albertsons. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block the merger between Kroger and Albertsons, arguing it would lead to a monopoly in the supermarket industry. And the PCE index inflation reading is Friday. Adam Turnquist, chief financial strategist at LPL Financial, is watching oil prices.
With or without any type of attack, the trend has been higher coming off these lows. You add in China potentially having a bit of a rebound and their oil demand coming back online. That could be another factor driving oil. How does that play out into inflation? Clearly a big inflation driver and a big driver of interest rates.
Tech earnings start rolling in with Meta Platforms on Wednesday, Microsoft and Google's parent Alphabet on Thursday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates.
Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. Over 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served deserve our nation's gratitude. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into. John Solomon is kind enough to take the time with us on this Monday morning. He's a very busy day, and you can see John at Just the News, host of Just the News, No Noise on Real America's Voice Network. John, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my friend? How are you?
I am well. Good to be with you.
Thank you. John, there's so much going on, I don't even know where to start. And let me start in Chicago. I just see a police off-duty police officer killed. I don't think it was in the line of duty, but another horrible Chicago incident. So do you think this guy, Mayor Johnson, will be recalled? They're talking about that now, finally, because of the mismanagement of that city. Correct, John?
Yeah, let's keep in mind, he's been on the job less than a year. People are already fed up with his approach. Yeah. The city has been spiraling out of control for a very long time. A resident has begun a recall campaign there, and I think it's going to gain a lot of fervor. I think the frustration that Chicagoans have about the chronic violence, about the chronic lack of safety, the failure of the defund the police movement a few years ago, very clear. And another problem is they're also having a hard time keeping cops on the job. A lot of cops are moving to Chicago or to Florida and other more pro-blue states, and that makes it harder for recruitment, harder for retention. And so Chicago is a city in distress. It's the poster child, really, of all that the Democrats have done with their urban policy the last 4 or 5 years. You've got the sanctuary city, which now the city seems to regret, and, of course, the crime, the no-bail reforms, a really significant city in distress right now.
And happening in New York as well. I mean, terrorists on campus, Columbia, all making world news. Jewish kids can't even go to school, John Solomon.
Not safe for them. No.
And yeah, they won't. And now I saw one professor going out there, and Mayor Adams says the right things. You know, he says the right things. Oh, this is anti-Semitic. How do you, I mean, when is any action going to be? This shouldn't, like one professor said, I believe it was at Columbia, get Hochul to bring the National Guard in there as opposed to the subway, right?
Yeah, listen, there's going to have to be some more drastic action. Obviously, the Columbia president this morning moved to virtual classes so students would not have to leave their dorm. But having students trapped in the dorm isn't a short or long-term solution. Something more severe, something more drastic, something more aggressive is going to need to be done, or these protests will continue to expand and create a culture of intimidation in a place where we're supposed to be a culture of learning.
It's so true. John, tell us about, I saw this last night, I couldn't believe it, coming home from work last night in Niger, in Africa, with 1,000 American troops there, now stranded, John Solomon?
Yeah, this is something that Congressman Matt Gaetz has brought to our attention and other members of Congress. First off, Niger was a longtime ally of the U.S., but it has fallen into the hands of China, Iran, Russia. And so we're losing one of our key allies on the African continent. At the same time, we've got special forces there who are having a hard time getting supply chain. If this sounds familiar, if it sounds a little bit like Afghanistan, think of it as Afghanistan 2.0, another failure of the Biden administration, one, to secure one of our great allies, two, to protect our troops and to make sure that they're well supplied, and three, if we lose our base of operations in Niger, which is a very real possibility right now, it's very real.
Yeah,
it would hamper all of our counterterrorism activities all across the globe, much like we're hampered in Afghanistan now because we have no reconnaissance, no intelligence gathering there. So another big drop by the Biden administration. We've seen this time and again, their foreign policy making America weaker in so many different ways, and also losing allies, losing the confidence of allies. That's a very important dynamic that doesn't get talked about in the mainstream media very much.
And have not heard about the terror group Boko Haram, and they're back now. If they ever went away, but now they're starting to surface on the continent of Africa. Correct?
Yeah. No, they're vibrant. They've had some school kidnappings and other things going on. So much of the gains of 9/11 that we made in the 20 years after, now being erased by this administration. And of course, we saw it with Afghanistan, the failure to exit gracefully, the failure to leave the country in a stable position like we had worked to get it. Now, without any intel and gathering, you've seen what the military chiefs, what the intelligence chiefs are saying, which is that Al-Qaeda will be in a position, as is ISIS and others, to launch attacks across the globe from Afghanistan, something that we went into Afghanistan 20-plus years ago to try to prevent. And, again, all of those failures, all of those bumblings, all of those strategic losses fall on the watch of Joe Biden. I think that's something that people are weighing as they move into the 2024 election.
And a couple more things, John. Thank you so much. Early in the morning, throwing things at you. This is the man that uses absolutely no notes, John Solomon. I love it. No, but the foreign aid package. I mean, I understand that they don't want to send things to. We just had a great chat with our mutual friend Dan Hoffman about the viciousness of Vladimir Putin. People are forgetting that. How do you abandon Ukraine? But understand how everybody's at, and waving Ukrainian flags in the Capitol, waving Ukrainian flags, all the Democrats like that. And why can't the Republicans behind closed doors? Because when you listen, I just found out this morning, John, that Marjorie Taylor Greene had a counter to this bill. Yet now is Mike Johnson not listening? And where does this all end up in this very, very tumultuous time within the the parties in the House of Representatives?
Well, the first short answer is it's going to end up in the Senate first, and we'll see if the Senate can navigate the same politics that the House did and get the package passed, or will it fail there and die there like much of the legislation of the last 2 years has died in Chuck Schumer's chamber. So we'll have to watch that dynamic. The opportunity here for Republicans when this all began was to negotiate and to force President Biden to make significant changes elsewhere in government if he wanted the aid for Ukraine. I think everyone agrees that Russia is the aggressor. Even those who oppose the aid realize that Russia was the aggressor in this war and has been a destabilizing force in the world for some time now. The question is, what would Republicans get in return for giving Joe Biden the aid that he was asking and the package that he was asking for? And the answer is, they got nothing. They didn't get a secure border. They didn't get spending cuts. They didn't get anything. And I think the frustration that Marjorie Taylor Greene is, we didn't get anything on our ledger, and Joe Biden got everything. And I think that that's the dynamic that will play all the way into November, which is Republicans failing to leverage their majority to get something for the American people that would be akin to what Ukraine just got for its people in the war aid.
And John Solomon, one more thing. The Donald Trump trial, everybody's looking at that, the quote-unquote criminal trial. They won't stop. I mean, the end game on all of this. You got two lawyers in the jury pool. If those lawyers vote to convict, I mean, they'll never be able to work again because there's no case here. It's a fiasco. And yet this is going to be taking over the headlines even more so than anything that happened. Terrorism, Jewish kids not being able to go to school, the troubling things that we see in Congress. This is going to be the story of the day. How does the Donald Trump quote-unquote criminal trial, how does that end up, John Solomon?
Well, listen, when Michael Avenatti, the largest critic of Donald Trump I could remember during his presidency, says this is an unfair trial and I'd like to testify on behalf of the president, you know the trial has got some problems, right?
That's
Democrats
it.
Could have brought this years ago. The U.S. Justice Department declined to bring such a case because they don't believe the facts merited it. But Alvin Bragg made an election promise, and he's following through on it. I think most Americans, when you look at the poll, see it for what it is. It's an unjustified prosecution. And it will play out, however the facts are. I think you're going to see some pretty compelling factual evidence from Donald Trump's lawyers. Keep an eye on Donald Trump's lawyers. While he plays the political card, which is this is a prosecution, his lawyers are going to play the evidentiary card. And one of the big problems that the prosecution has in this case, they can't prove, at least not that we know of, there's been no evidence thus far, that Donald Trump knew that this much money was being arranged as a retainer, something that Michael Cohen told his own lawyers he had done on his own. He had not told the president what he was doing. So remember, Michael Cohen's own lawyers have provided documents to the case that show back in 2018 he said he didn't tell Trump about it. That's going to be a major factual hurdle for Alvin Bragg and his team to overcome. People tend not to lie to their own lawyers, so the jury's likely to assume that Michael Cohen was telling the truth back in 2018. That's a very important fact. If Michael Cohen told the truth to his lawyers then his account and the Alvin Bragg account today likely is false. I think that's going to become a major evidentiary hurdle in this case.
John, thanks so much. Middle of the night, I wake up middle of the night, you're saying, okay, oh my gosh, what am I talking about tomorrow? You have already posted on Just the News online, and it comes up on my phone, and of course, I'm sneaking and getting a peek preview of issues of the day. Thank you for your hard work and always nailing it, John. We appreciate it
so
very much.
Thank you, Joe.
See you soon. Thank you. Right back at you, man. John Solomon, go to Just the News. You get all the, and by the way, objective news, and you don't have to go through all the politicos and the NBCs and CBS. You could go right to the real news and then check out John on Real America's Voice Network. Just the News, no noise. Joe on the radio, it is 7:36. Al Gattulo's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 and sunny at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Opening statements in former President Trump's hush money trial are expected this morning. The six alternate jurors have been seated. The 12 jurors are in place. Judge Juan Mershon ruled prosecutors do not have to give advance notice of the witness list to Trump's legal team, saying Trump cannot be trusted not to post about them. Trump has complained about his gag order, noting prosecution witnesses are allowed to talk about the case, but he can't. Trump is accused of falsifying records to cover up hush money payments to an adult film star before he was elected in 2016. The Garden State helping to celebrate Earth Week with a few events around the state. According to the Office of Environmental Protection, on Tuesday, there's a Barnegat Bay Blitz watershed-wide cleanup in Bayville at 9 a.m. The same day at 11:30, officials will be announcing funding recommendations for parks and open space projects across the state at the Monroe Township Community Garden and Park. In addition, in Camden, at 1 p.m. on Friday, urban and community forestry grants and tree plantings will be announced at Farnham Park. In sports, the top team in the Stanley Cup playoffs flexed their muscles as the Rangers topped the Washington Capitals 4-1 in Game 1 of their first-round series. Yankees holding on for a 5-4 victory to win the rubber match in their series against the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Mets unable to complete the series sweep. They were blown out by the Dodgers in Los Angeles in the finale by the final of 10-0. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. We're seeing delays on the eastbound side of the LIE right at the Cross Island. Accident in the right lane. Then on the eastbound LIE out by Deer Park Avenue, accident in the right lane. It looks like some ongoing issues there from that earlier accident. Over on the westbound side of the LIE, the service road at Grand Avenue, accident heading out through Queens, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound GWB, a 30-minute delay. Lincoln 25, Holland 25. Over on 1 and 9 South at East Jersey Street in Elizabeth, everything is still closed. It's all due to an accident, ongoing investigation of this earlier accident, and car fire. 78 local lanes eastbound exit 56 in Newark. An accident now on the shoulder. 4 eastbound at Grand Ave in Englewood. An accident on your way out toward the GWB. And over on 95 North exit 16, getting up through Norwalk, a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCareRx. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
The symptoms associated with inflammatory bowel disease may vary. Symptoms of ulcerative colitis are typically bloody diarrhea with severe urgency and an incomplete sense of evacuation of stool after a bowel movement. In Crohn's, patients may result in diarrhea or constipation even, but often present with abdominal pain, intestinal blockages that are associated with nausea and vomiting. Sometimes an abnormal connection known as a fistula can develop between the intestine and another organ, leading to infections or other abscesses.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Health and savings in a bottle. Get your BOGO on Green Tea TX now. Summer is right around the corner. Now is the time to shed that belly fat, boost energy, and hydrate your body. Invite Health's Green Tea TX is a liquid tincture that you add to water or any beverage to turn it into a super drink to fuel your system. Organic, kosher, zero calories, no sugar, and decaffeinated, so no jitters. Provides powerful antioxidants and contains vitamin C to help your skin look and feel its best. Green Tea TX is great for weight loss, fat burning, mood, and immune health. Act now for this limited time buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX Liquid. Shipping is free. Call 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345 or go to invitehealth.com. What are you waiting for? Order now to get your buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX. 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about why refi. I tell you about the folks that, you know, the stretch, like with school loans, like Chris co-signing on his student loans with his son, and then his son left school. They were stuck in a situation like millions of people are stuck in where they could not make the payments. So why refi provided a solution, check this out, to reduce their payments and decrease their interest rate. Chris and his son are now on a path to paying off the loans and building a life. You can earn up to a 10.25 fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You're in control. You could turn your income on or off, compound it. You're paid a monthly interest compounded daily. How about that? And no attack on principal. So this is a, what I'm telling you about, when I tell you about why refi, okay, invest the letter Y, then refy.com, investrefi.com. You get a peace of mind, and I have to tell you, it's a monthly statement with no surprises, a secure collateralized portfolio that just may be a better option for you than where you have your money right now. Invest the letter Y, refy.com. You're driving, here's a number, okay? 888-YREFI-24, 888-YREFI-24. Folks all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YREFI. They don't care about what happens with the Fed or the stock market. And Lane and the great team at YREFI are trustworthy and honest and care and are worried about you. They're there for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. Invest the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or 888-YREFI-24. You tell them Joe Biscopo sent me.
The Charlie Kirk Show, coming up at noon on AM 970. The Answer.
Clear? All right. Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. So, 742. Can we step back for a second? Ugh. I tell you, it is so nuts out there. And I had such a good time. And thank you. A lot of folks listened last night when we do Sundays with Sinatra. Appreciate it. I always give a shout out to our friends at Salem Media for allowing me to go over there, by the way. And to Mr. Crowley for always being there for us in our corner. And we have such a good time. And then, you know, it's talking about Frank Sinatra, talking about the fun issues of the day. Great audience, great fun. And then I come home and then I see the news and it's like, oh man, you can't make it up. So let me just, if I may, break this down. We got just a couple of minutes. There's no guest right here. And don't forget, Lara Trump is coming up. And I'm so excited to talk to Lara, and I'll tell you why. She's got the answers on how to stop any shenanigans in the next election. She's on top of it. And that gives me great solace. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, another great guy, did not vote for this foreign aid package. All right. Joe DeGeneva, you know what I mean? Joe's take on this Trump trial, this quote unquote criminal trial that is just a political takedown, attempted political takedown that I think no matter what happens, please, me allay your fears. No matter what happens, conviction, a jail sentence, these amateurs, and they are amateurs in New York. They are amateurs, every single one of them. The judges, the DAs, the attorney general, due respect. I'm fired up this morning, and I'm calling it the way it is. They're amateurs. Maybe diversity hires, I don't know for sure. Whatever they are, they're amateurs. Jack Smith, all right? Let's pick on a white guy. Jack Smith, the guy for the Mar-a-Lago documents, amateurs. They could never make it in the private sector. They never have to meet a payroll. And a lot of these folks, by the way, in Congress, as Jeff Van Drew will tell you, they don't have to make payroll either. They just, yep, billions of dollars here, take it. I just want to know, going back to this foreign aid package, And I honestly believe that you got to stop Putin. And I'm telling you, please don't lose sight of the fact. If you're on the fence, if you're left of center, if you're a liberal, you can't vote for this administration again. You're voting for Jake Sullivan. This guy, you have nobody in charge. Don't forget Jake Sullivan right before October 7th. What did he say? Oh, I've never seen it more calm in the Middle East. I'm paraphrasing. And what happened October 7th? A Holocaust happened again. And now when you go in and you're going to give an aid package, now I'm reading, just to be fair, because I don't like when Marjorie Taylor Greene goes public. I think it's wrong. Go behind closed doors. Fight it behind closed doors. If you can't fight it behind closed doors, don't air your dirty laundry in public, because we can't, you can't afford it because the country is in such disarray, right? So, but she's not wrong. Marjorie Taylor Greene's not wrong. She's got some great... I don't know why Mike Johnson didn't go along with her. He seemed to go along more with the Democrats than to go along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. What a mess. Jeff Andrew will break it all down. Good guy, common sense Jersey guy. Did not vote for this package. And it's not that they don't want to help Ukraine. It's just how, there's got to be, you got to help out the Marjorie Taylor Greene's, according to what I saw on her post. She wanted, how about Maui? What happened with Maui? How did Maui get done? Totally forgot. And what about Palestine, Ohio? You know, what happened there? What happened with the train crash, right? What happened with all these places? Nothing. Border control. Anybody? Anything? Nothing. So we'll get into that, but I don't like when people fight in public like that, because the Democrats are gloating, and I'm telling you what, you don't think he could win. This guy Biden could win. If we don't watch it again, we're going to be right back where we started from day one. But let me go here while we get 7:46. Forgive me, guys. I'm just on a rant this morning, and I saw this stuff. I happened to watch before I left for work yesterday. I said, let me just check the news so I know what I'm talking about in the morning. And then I see, and we'll talk about Bill Maher, by the way, which I reposted. You got to listen to what Bill Maher said over the weekend, right on the money, about a drag queen story time. And not that we don't hate drag queens, but he said it, like I've been saying for years, but for kids, really, for kids, and just a litany of things that we don't want to really talk about on the air, because it's really kind of strange what's going on. But boy, did Bill Maher nail it. And I reposted that at Jersey Joe Piscopo on X. But then I happened to watch CBS Face the Nation. I would never watch that show because it's so slanted. And I saw a gentleman, I think his name was David Sanger. I hope I don't know that I have the right name. White House national security guy for the what? New York Times. The guy's making sense. He wrote a book. He's making sense. He's telling us about the disarray on the geopolitical stage that we've been talking about. And I'm watching Margaret Brennan, I guess, hosts that. And I'm watching, I'm saying, well, this is making sense. Now, and I have a point to this, so stay with me. And then I happen to watch a local news on Channel 7 New York, and Rick Klein was the guest. From ABC News political director, great guy, and he's like voicing concern. And then I see Kristen Walker on Meet the Press with Doris Goodwin Kearns. I got to tell you, they're all saying the world is on fire. As a matter of fact, that was Margaret Brennan. That's her name, Al, right? Margaret Brennan. She's the one that hosts. Correct. She says the world really is on fire. She said it. The CBS News, the people that shut down Catherine Herridge. Because she was speaking the truth, locked her office, took her documents, fired her, Catherine Herridge. CBS News this Sunday talking about the world is on fire. They see it. They see it. And you and I knew it would happen. And you want to say that's what you get when you vote. The problem is this. All the mainstream media, they see it. I'm going like, oh my gosh, I'm like rubbing my eyes going, am I watching the right thing? The mainstream media is actually agreeing with what we have been saying for years on this show. And now, but the problem is, you know what they'll do? You know what they're going to do? They'll go and vote Democrat. They'll go and vote for this guy, Biden, again. They will. And that is the problem. And then I saw another guy, and this is guy, let me get this guy's name, because it was a gal named Marsha Kramer, and Marsha Kramer's like, she's like the chief, really, a political person in New York. She's like a legend in local news. Marsha Kramer always does a great job. Yeah, and she's smart enough. She has on her show this guy, and I have it right here. His name is Sam Schwartz. And what is Sam Schwartz? He is ready for the CEO, Sam Schwartz Pedestrian Traffic Management Services Incorporated. Not to go after Mr. Schwartz. Looks like a very nice guy. And Marsha Kramer is asking about, there's a thing called congestion pricing, where they're charging you extra if you drive by the same place twice in New York. And I'm minimizing the explanation, but it's true. We're going to charge you more money, and we're going to put up these electronic. It's called. It doesn't work. It didn't work in London. It didn't work in France. It's not going to work in New York. So they. And what did I say on the show? I said they go outside, and they hire these management experts, and they say, "Well, it worked in Seattle. It'll work in New York." But Marsha Kramer, to her credit, said, "You know, this. It doesn't work in other cities. It doesn't work in other countries. How do you think it will work here?" And the guy goes, "No, it'll work here. You know why? Because he's probably making a fortune. This guy, nice guy. I don't want to go against him, but Traffic Management Services Incorporated, big business. That's all it is. That's all it is. And they're going to go into that. So from the geopolitical stage on all the mainstream media to the local media, we're all agreeing on the same thing. We're all agreeing on the same thing. Just don't, when we all agree, you can't put the wrong people in office because all of these problems that we do have will continue to happen. Hopefully they see that. I don't know that they do, but hopefully they do. Congestion pricing, your favorite, Deb, right? I mean, oh my gosh.
Please, no.
This guy's explaining it, and Marsha Kramer's going, yeah, but it hasn't worked in England. Why would it work here? Well, no, it'll work here, and they don't know. Oh my God. Now, what's with the restaurants in the middle of the street? Why do they still have these restaurants? What is that? Why do we do that?
Just to get in the way, that's all.
Oh, my Lord. Debbie's out there on the road. 751, Debbie Duhame on the roads checking out traffic for you on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
No more taxes, please. We have enough, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. The LIE eastbound still bumper to bumper by the Cross Island. It's an accident being cleared. We're seeing delays this morning as you head over to the LIE west at Grand Ave. It's an accident as you head out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. FDR Drive south in the 70s, a collision. And watch for slowdowns on 4 eastbound at Grand Ave and Englewood with an accident. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. Unity Bank is also a great place to work. As Unity Bank President and CEO James Hughes says, the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. At Unity Bank, there are no excess layers of bureaucracy as found at Goliath-sized banks. All employees have full access to management with encouragement to make decisions and grow their careers. Visit unitybank.com. That's unitybank.com for current CD and savings specials. They are FDIC insured, an equal opportunity employer, and an equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Staten Island District Attorney Michael McMahon.
We talked about the changes to the law when it comes to victims and the accused. Someone breaks into your house, they get caught, they and their attorney are allowed to come back to your house to view the scene for defense. So tell us about that law. Is that law still in existence? And how has it been working with some of the cases that you've had?
When it comes to the discovery, we talk about the ability of the accused to visit someone's home, to examine the premises, or to get witnesses' names early on in the process, putting those witnesses, victims as well, at risk. Those laws have not been changed, and that still exists. We do fight as well as we can to get protective orders in those cases.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
I love telling you about LifeHack. That's my buddy Arthur Lee. I'm getting together with Arthur on this Wednesday. We're going to an event I'm going to tell you about in New York for the Blue Lives Matter and for Chaz and Gianna Palmentieri. And I'll be my dear friend. Arthur came up with the concept of LifeHack. So let me tell you this, first of all. There are approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the United States each year. 5,000. One child dies every 5 days from choking. Now, the solution is called LifeHack. And my friend Arthur is the founder and CEO and inventor of LifePak. I've been out there to Long Island. And the first thing Arthur did when he took me out there, he said, Joe, I want to show you something, if I may. And he had the door closed to a room, and he opened the room. And as he opened the room, there were pictures, a huge room full of pictures, 8x10s of pictures of babies, mostly kids, you know, older folks. And I go, wow, this is nice. What is this? These are the lives that we have saved. That's what Arthur told me. I said, what? And then he will text me, Joe, we saved another life today. Now, I hold in my hand the LifePak. This is a genius device. It's a simple rescue device that can change your child's life in a choking emergency. And all those folks, all those pictures, I met the parents of the saying, my kid was choking and dying, and someone ran into the car. They had a LifePak, and it just sucked the food right out of her throat that she was choking on, and now she's alive. It's not invasive. It's easy to use, and if you have a young child in your family, I strongly recommend that you visit the LifePak website at LifePak.net. It's LifeVac.net. I could swear by LifePak. View the videos. Your heart will be warmed. I'm telling you, the lives saved. LifePak works in three simple steps. Place, push, pull. Just like that. By the way, got an elderly parent around? You keep that LifePak close, okay? The LifePak device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or the object. It's that simple, but it is a lifesaver, saving thousands and thousands of lives. LifePak.net, made in the USA and FDA registered, made in the USA, FDA registered. It's LifePak.net.
This weather report was sponsored by Esco Truck and Equipment. Whether it be purchase, lease, or rent, Esco Truck and Equipment has the right machine to improve your business, providing a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac and Chicago Pneumatic, or handheld power tools from Steel, serving New York and New Jersey. Call 718-504-2600.
All right, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. It's coming up to 8 o'clock. And, Jeffrey, how are we? First of all, good weekend. Good weekend for you, my friend.
It was busy working, but yeah.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Me too. Hey, listen, what else are you going to be doing? You're getting to keep you out of trouble. That's what I always say, Jeff. By the way, I was going to get the flowers. Mr. Joseph, that's what my kids call me because I'm always with the flowers. So Mr. Joseph was going to get the flowers. Too cold. I was a little too chilly. Is it going to warm up this week, perhaps, Jeff?
A little, not a lot, but no, a little bit. So yesterday was 54, not a warm day by any stretch. Today's going to be 61, sunny and blue, low down to 45 with a clear sky. And then we'll have plenty of sunshine tomorrow, too, up to 64, so a little bit better. Now, Wednesday's back under clouds, a couple showers, 66 degrees.
Oh, wow, that's good. We'll take it. We'll take it. Thank you so much. And then when's this really spring coming in? We don't know yet. We're waiting for May. Sunday. May. Yes. All right. We'll take it. We'll take it. Thank you, Jeff. Well done indeed. Hey, Joe on the radio fired up this morning. Lara Trump is going to join us. Lara Trump, co-chair of the Republican National Committee and daughter-in-law, certainly, of Donald Trump. And I want to see, she has got election transparency like we've never seen before. And we'll chat with Lara what she's going to do to keep this election online. So that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Congressman Jeff Van Drew as well voted against the foreign aid package. And Jeff has a lot to say. You don't want to miss the good congressman from South Jersey, New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. Joe DeGeneva in the 9 o'clock hour, fired up about the Trump trial. Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff. Oh, you don't want to miss Ina. She is fired up. And also Miss New Jersey Teen USA title holder. She will join us as well. Joe on the radio. We got a show.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on in Long Island. Driver lucky to be alive. Thanks to an item you've probably got nearby, there are lucky wallets, and then there are lucky wallets. Police say a man was driving past an apartment complex at Homestead Drive in Grant Court around 10:50 in Corum last Wednesday morning when he was shot at repeatedly, and he came within his wallet's width of actually getting shot. One bullet hit the wallet in his pants pocket and was deflected. Police found a number of shell casings in the street, several bullet holes in the car, but no weapon and no arrests. Officials with Meals on Wheels of Ocean County, New Jersey, have released results of a survey they say shows that they're making a difference in seniors' everyday lives. The survey shows nearly 70% of the people it serves in Ocean County would not have a hot meal without Meals on Wheels. It also shows 95% of its customers feel less lonely by receiving Meals on Wheels. Mayor Eric Adams says the city will have more police. Officers' reports say that Adams has come up with the money to add two more classes of new recruits than previously planned. The mayor reports the job market is so strong, there was more tax money for him to add the extra officers. Adams says, while the NYPD continues to drive down shootings and homicides at a historic level, these officers will give them the much-needed support to continue their success. The mayor says his goal is to have 35,000 uniformed officers on patrol by the end of this year. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM.